Welcome to the Listening Post from WWNO, New Orleans Public Radio. Every week, we choose a local news topic and open up the conversation to thoughts and opinions from across the city and the Gulf Coast. Friday, June 27th, is National HIV Testing Day. In response, sites around the state are offering free testing opportunities at local clinics, nonprofits, and pharmacies. Glenn Green Jr. is a pharmacist at a Walgreens in the Algiers neighborhood. He says it bothers him that Baton Rouge and New Orleans have some of the highest rates of HIV in the country.
This is right in my backyard, essentially. This is my hometown. So I kind of took a personal vendetta against it. And, you know, what can I do and what will I do to help spread the word, get people tested, you know, point people in the right direction for treatment?
Green says two main obstacles prevent people from dealing with HIV. The first is simply knowing that they have it.
It's that it can't happen to me stigma. Some people don't want to know. You know, they're afraid to. Well, they do want to know, but they're afraid to know.
Green says people living with HIV also struggle to get on a treatment plan and stick to it. What we've noticed over here at the Listening Post is that it's pretty tough just to get people to talk about this sensitive topic. Listening Post producer Kate Richardson's been sorting through your weekly thoughts and opinions.
Hey, Jesse. Yeah, people were a little bit more hesitant this week, but we did get some really good responses. We asked people, how has HIV impacted your life, and what's your impression of people living with HIV and AIDS? Here's some voices from our Listening Post recording devices.
If I had any questions about HIV AIDS, I'd probably go to VA or the Navy because I'm a retired vet. What's my impression of people living with HIV AIDS? I got a rough road ahead of them. I have quite a few friends and quite a few relatives that have it. So,
I had a brother years and years ago that passed away of AIDS back in 90, something like that. So that's how it's kind of impacted my life, my youngest brother.
I think those that are living with it are brave individuals and just have to stay in the fight. I've had a childhood friend to be consumed by the AIDS virus, so it's come close to home.
My impression is that people that's living with it, you know, choices. We made choices in life and, you know, just have to live with it. Really, it hasn't impacted my life, but I have seen shows like Degrassi, and I've seen them do theme shows like that, and, you know, it really makes you want to be careful.
Fortunately, I don't have HIV, but I guess it has impacted my life because I have a girlfriend. She's HIV, and that's my best friend. So it impacted my life because whatever hurts her hurts me.
And as usual, we also sent out questions via text message. Here are some of the responses we got. I was a teen in the 90s, and HIV made safe sex a priority. And finally, someone said that they had four friends who contracted HIV and have since passed away. And we got several messages from people who've lost loved ones to complications from AIDS, so obviously it's an issue that has a direct impact on our community.
In 1999, Darnell Farrell went to his local health department in Mississippi to get tested for HIV. He was 19 years old at the time and admits he was having unprotected sex. After waiting a week, he came back to get the results from the staff nurse.
She told me to have a seat. And so I had a seat and I waited.
The nurse told Farrell he tested positive. He says the two of them cried together.
It was a painful moment. That painful moment has turned into, I guess, something good.
After spending 6 years in denial of his HIV status and watching his health deteriorate, Farrell says he decided to change course. He started taking antiretroviral drugs. And he started working to encourage others to become more aware of HIV issues and to get tested.
You don't want to wait until you get to a near-death experience because not everybody gets a chance to come back from that.
Thanks for sharing your story, Darnell. That's all for this week. Don't forget to text our Listening Post number, 504-224-5314, to share your thoughts and stories. Find out more about us at wwno.org. And just so you know, we're heading out on a bit of a summer break here at the Listening Post. Where are you going, Kate?
I'm heading down South America way. What about you, Jesse?
I'm going to take a long nap. Actually, I'll be working. But stay tuned to WWNO, and we'll see you soon at the Listening Post.